Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Callie Simmons. She is the project coordinator for the 2024 Sitka Community Food Assessment, and Jasmine Shaw, the UAF Cooperative Extension Sitka Branch Director. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Thanks.
Great to have you both here on this cold, kind of snowy, icy morning. I hope listeners out there are being careful as they make their ways to work.
Oh, but absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yes.
That's true. Those mountains look amazing. Yes, that's very true. Well, we're here to talk about the project that you coordinated at Cali, the 2024 Sitka Community Food Assessment. And I'd like to just start by laying the ground for listeners as to what that is.
Yeah. So 10 years ago, 10 Sitkans came together out of the health summit, and they were concerned about food prices in Sitka and wanted a way to document issues around food security. So they came together and completed a community food assessment, and it's been 10 years. So another group of concerned Sitkans came together to repeat that work and see what has changed, if anything, in the last 10 years. What are barriers to affording and obtaining food in Sitka, and what are some ways we can address that?
Okay, great. And the format you did this in is essentially what the initial one was, the one in 2023. Tell us just a little bit about that piece of it.
Yeah. So we followed pretty much the same protocol they did 10 years ago because we wanted to compare the two assessments. And we followed a framework or a toolkit that was put together by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but we added a few Alaska-specific things like traditional and customary foods and aspects of growing and gathering food in Alaska. So there's some Sitka-specific information in there as well, but it follows a like national framework.
And it therefore will be very easy to compare to what the results were in 2013 as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like. Okay. And so I'd like to know a little bit more about what happened next, like who participated and sort of what were the next steps once the idea to do this 10 years later was agreed upon.
Yeah. So Lisa Sadler Hart, who spearheaded the first food assessment, volunteers for a local nonprofit, Transition Sitka. And it's been a joint project between that organization and the Sitka Local Foods Network. And then from those two organizations, we put together a steering committee. So Jasmine, who's here with UAF, was on that steering committee. We had Melanie Board from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services Department, a few folks from Sitkans Against Family Violence, the Sitka Public Library, and Blessings in a Backpack was also represented, and Sitka Conservation Society. I think I covered everyone. But basically people who are doing this work in the community already.
And you all gathered together and sort of helped support doing this work once again. And what did the work look like? How did you get results? What kind of results did you get?
Yeah, we last fall we sent out a community-wide survey. So just under 400 people in Sitka completed that. We also had interviews with people who were growing and producing food in Sitka, people who were doing the work on the ground. And then we also conducted themed focus groups with community members in town, and then pulled from other reports like the tribal needs assessment and other work that has been done around food. And all of that was put together to complete the food assessment.
And so now you have the results. That's a lot of information from a lot of different sources. And so you're ready to share the findings. I think there's been a little bit of sharing of the findings already. But there's going to be an event coming up where people can come get more information. Before we talk about that, I do want to give you a chance to maybe highlight some of the bullet points from these findings. What did you find out?
Yeah. Well, I think first, just to summarize, there are a lot of things in here that I think a lot of Sitkins know and understand from living here, but there are also some surprises. So I think there's something for everyone in the report. But some of the summary findings that we really wanted to touch on and share this morning were the Alaska SNAP or food stamps backlog was something that came up a lot in our work and is impacting local people. We all know that food in town is expensive and that many people are struggling, and we talk about ways to address that in the report. We also touched on a lot of people mentioned COVID-19 era programs and policies that kind of loosened restrictions on who could participate in different programs, that has kind of diminished since the pandemic officially ended, and that has been impacting food security locally. And then folks might find surprising, but that more Sitkins want to hunt, fish, and gather for food than they're already doing, but talked about a lot of significant barriers to doing so. Mm. So we dive deep into that and more in the report.
Okay, yeah, it sounds very interesting.
And I think, too, as being one of the facilitators of some of the focus groups, that's where a lot of the interesting information came. We specifically targeted population of Sitka that is food insecure or perhaps can't get the food that they want here in Sitka. And so Callie will go more into that in the presentation at the library, but I think that it might broaden your perspective out of your own personal bubble.
Mm-hmm. What you experience with food is not what everyone else is experiencing. Okay, yeah, very interesting. And also what came out of this, maybe you can talk about this as well, Jasmine, are some working towards some solutions. So there's maybe something being created called a food coalition. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that was identified as part of the food assessment as a potential and suggested solution or a way to move forward with this data. You know, it's like, what next now that we have the data? And Denise with the Sitka Homeless Coalition actually attended our food summit back in April and had participated in providing data and helping organize one of the focus groups with the homeless population that they work with. And as a result, we are starting a food coalition here in Sitka, something that has had various iterations in the past, but this new version is going to, we had our kickoff meeting last month, but we're inviting the public, anyone interested in these topics, and maybe you go to the presentation at the library and get all jazzed and want to be involved more with these issues and things like, you know, starting a food pantry or how to provide more services or get the word out on what services there are and filling gaps in food security. And so we're going to meet 12, December 12th at 12.
Easy to remember.
Yes, that was brilliantly thought up by Mel at the Safe Shelter. And we will meet at the Pioneer Manager's home. And we're inviting anyone who would like to participate in the Food Coalition. This will be only our second meeting, so a brand new group. And we plan to meet monthly.
Okay, wonderful. And if people want to get a little bit more information before maybe they attend, they can attend the event this Thursday, but they could also call you. Jasmine, what number would they call?
Yes, they can call the Cooperative Extension Service number, which is 747-9440.
Okay, great. And so there is an event happening this week, Thursday the 21st at 6:30 p.m. at Sitka Public Library. And you, Callie, are going to be revealing the in-depth, the findings. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So if you're excited about what we're talking about or curious or want more information, we're going to dive a little deeper Thursday night at the public library.
And it's free and open to everyone. Just
yes.
show up.
Yep.
Okay, great. Get more information there about what you found out, and also maybe about the Food Coalition, a group that's starting up. If people have questions about this assessment, maybe can't attend, I believe you have an email that we could share with people.
Yes, it's sitkafoodassessment@gmail.com. And I'll put that on the community calendar. But people can reach out there with questions. I'm happy to send out a link to the report. There's also going to be a hard copy at the library and hopefully a few businesses in town so people can peruse it that way too.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Callie Simmons. She's the project coordinator for the 2024 Sitka Community Food Assessment, and Jasmine Shaw. She is the UAF Cooperative Extension Sitka Branch Director. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thanks so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.